This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
All right, what's your name?
Andrew.
And are you enjoying the fair today?
It looks pretty cool right now. I'm really excited for it.
What's the atmosphere like here?
It's really lively, really, really diverse, and looks like a whole lot of fun. Everyone's enjoying themselves.
Totally. So have you been to Albany Square before?
I went last year and only went briefly, really, but this is my first real experience for it.
And would you come again?
Yes, certainly.
Awesome. So do you have any New Year's resolutions this year?
No, I'm not. I don't expect much of myself, really.
And so what do you think are some of the biggest issues facing queer youth at the moment?
I think it's mainly battling homophobia and battling queer suicide right now. But I think we've got a pretty good year coming up. We've tackled most of the good issues and mainly getting marriage equality done.
And how do you feel about marriage equality?
It should certainly go ahead. It's an issue about equality. It's about us being recognised as humans. As queer people, we're all humans. We should deserve marriage rights.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
May I interview you?
Yep, sure.
Awesome. What's your name?
Caitlin.
And how are you enjoying the square today?
I'm loving it. It's just so colourful.
Have you been before?
Yep, I went last year and that was also a lot of fun. More sun, but you know, less people, so it's better this time.
So yeah, how does this year compare?
So far it's looking pretty good. There are a lot of stalls and everybody just seems to be having a really good time so far. We're dragging in passers-by, it's great.
Awesome. What do you think of marriage equality?
I think it's ridiculous that marriage isn't equal already. I mean, as an institution, I'm not a fan of marriage, but I think that everybody should have the same rights.
And if you could wish for one thing in the world, what would it be?
Oh my God, that is so hard. I would... Infinite wishes. And then marriage equality.
And what would you like to say to queer youngsters in 30 years' time?
I'd say just be who you are. Don't be afraid to be who you are and don't be scared of what other people say, because if they don't like what you're doing, then they're not important.
So you are, and I didn't need the speech to tell you this, proud, loud, I was going to say colourful, but there is such a sprinkling of Wellington charcoal. Come on, guys, brighten up! And yeah, that means you, Hamish, too. Just putting a little rainbow sticker on top doesn't do it, mate. So out in the square has been celebrated since 1986. Some of you weren't even born in 1986, and the rest of us can't remember it too well. It's a fabulous event. It's one I'm really proud of, to acknowledge our diversity and our creativity. And it's a way to say thank you to each other for what you contribute to Wellington. Wellington's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, intersex, and fa'afine communities make a really important contribution to Wellington. You are Wellington, you are an essential contribution to the city. And there are some absolutely fabulously wonderful opportunities in pink tourism. We're looking at closer relationships with San Francisco and Sydney, and that can only be good for the pink dollar. So we support, your council supports Out in the Square. It's great to see some of the other organisations like the police, the Defence Forces here as well. We celebrate fairness, equality and freedom, and 2013 is going to be a fabulous year for you, for all of us, because the Marriage Equality Bill is coming up. And I'm sure there's going to be other people speaking about that a little bit more. But for those of us who believe that relationships are about love rather than tradition, I wish it every success. So you're making a difference in our coolest little capital. We're here to really enjoy today out in the square. Kia ora tata.
Can I have a big round of applause for the mayor, who's a great supporter of our communities? Thank you, Celia. I also want to acknowledge my fellow MP, Kevin Hake, here. We did have an idea that Kevin and I might come in on a tandem together, but there seemed to be some weight differential issues. So, Kevin, you really do need to lose a few pounds. No, it's great to see Kevin here as well, and also to Tafana Fana for opening up for us today. Thank you very much. Look, I'm just so proud to be able to come out here as the MP for Wellington Central and representing the Labor Party at an event like Out in the Square. And Celia mentioned that 1986, I actually think it might have been 1985, was the first year of the fair. And I want to make a special tribute to all of the people who've kept the fair going over the years. And I particularly want to mention Des Smith and John Jolliffe today, who are, as you know, leading lights in our community. And I've seen John, I haven't seen Des yet today. When I asked John where Des was, he said he was cruising somewhere. A frightening thought. No, there they are, that's right. So I want to make a special mention to Des, because I don't know if many people know this, but Des, out of about 700 nominees, has been placed as a semi-finalist in the New Zealander of the Year Local Hero Awards. So a huge round of applause to Des for that. The finals of that are in Auckland, but even making it to be a semi-finalist is just a fantastic effort from Des. And I want to thank Des and John, and really on behalf of all of those who've gone before us in making the fair possible. Celia mentioned what a great year 2013 is going to be. When we stand up on this stage next year, there will be marriage equality. That's what will happen. And that is a fantastic thing for New Zealand as a whole. And as Celia said, fundamentally this is about love, about the fact that people should be allowed to love who they want and show their commitment to that. But it's also about fairness, and it's also about what we want to say about New Zealand as a country. What do we want to be known for? And we want to be known as a country that treats people fairly and that is a good citizen in the world, and marriage equality is a big part of that. And I am so proud on behalf of the Labor Party and my colleague Louisa Wall, who is sponsoring this bill, to say that marriage equality will be in place. It's a cross-party thing. We've got strong, obviously, support from the Green Party. We also have a lot of National Party MPs supporting this bill, and we do need to acknowledge that. And this is a great thing. Marriage equality will be in place, and we'll take those further steps towards making sure that we have a fair and equal society. So I want you to enjoy the day today. There's fantastic stalls all around the place. Make sure you visit them. Make sure you support the people who've come along today. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the rest of 2013. Kia kaha.
Your Worship, the Mayor, Celia, my friend and colleague, Grant Robertson, Councillor Pannett, here today. Great to see you all. It's kind of a rare occasion where I get to indulge two of my great passions, cycling and homosexuality, and so thank you for the opportunity. I'm one of those people who, at the beginning, thought actually it was a shame to move the fair from Newtown into the city. I really liked it out at Newtown. But one of the things that I've grown to love about it being here in the centre of the city is it's a way for our communities to take a full role as citizens of this city. And that's exactly what the Marriage Equality Bill is about too. It's about saying we are entitled to the full rights and protections of the law in New Zealand. We are part of this whole community, and we demand the right to equality. So this year, as Grant said, is going to be a landmark year for our communities and for our country. We've worked hard over the last year. There's still more work to go, but the signs are all promising for marriage equality before the middle of the year. And so here today, there is a marriage equality stall, and there's a petition on the stall. Please go and sign the petition if you haven't, and ask how you can help to get this bill through. Right next door to that, there's the Green Party stall, where we have the Keep Our Assets petition, and we'd urge you to please try and sign that petition too, because while we already have enough signatures, we want to make sure that if some of those turn out to be invalid, we're going to have enough to make sure that there is a referendum this year and that John Key will no longer be able to claim that he has a mandate for asset sales. Our communities have always been supporters of justice, fairness, and equitable policy for New Zealand, and it would be great to see you sign both of those. So have a fantastic day and a great year ahead. Thank you.
Hi, can I interview you?
Yes, please interview me.
Okay, so what's your name?
My name is Paula Barnett Castillo.
Okay, nice to meet you, Paula. And what's the stall you've got here?
This is Lesbian Community Radio Program. We air every Sunday from 10 to 11 on Wellington Access Radio, 783 AM.
And what sort of stuff do you play or talk about? Or?
Well, we've been on the air for over 20 years, and we've done community notices. We do interviews. We do controversial topics that are coming up. We talk about legislative bills that are in the parliament being debated that affect us. We talk about feminist issues. We talk about sexual issues. And we talk about issues that affect the general gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community in general.
What sorts of things do you think are the biggest issues affecting the queer community at the moment?
Well, they're universal issues. They involve everything from gay marriage to same-sex marriage to transgender voices being heard, women who change from male to female or female to male we like to promote their issues so that they feel supported. Biggest issues right now are around visibility. We always, lesbians, fall behind a translucent screen or curtain behind gay men. So we're always having to say, no, we're here too. We're gay too, or whatever that word is, because I know the word is now many words.
So what is your stall selling or doing at the moment today?
We're letting people know about our show and that it is also podcast. So our show is broadcast live or sometimes pre-recorded, but every Sunday morning in Wellington. But it is podcast 3 days afterwards, and that is downloaded in 42 countries, we know. So we've had Wellington Access Radio do some statistics, and our show is listened to all over the world.
Wow.
So people who Google lesbian radio, put that search string in, will hit us, whether they're in Czechoslovakia or New York or Japan. And we are supported, our financing comes from the Armstrong and Arthur Trust for Lesbians, which is a trust that was set up by a lesbian couple who created a trust when they passed away, so that is perpetual. So they fund our annual fees to be on air.
Have you been to and out in the square before?
I have. This is probably my fifth time here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And how does this year compare to previous years?
Much better.
Yeah?
It's bigger. I can see it's bigger. It's better organized. There's more stall holders here. Pity about the wind.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
So can I interview you?
Yes.
All righty. What's your name?
Bella.
So what's your position here today at the fair?
I'm a fair fairy.
What does that entail?
A fair fairy floats around and just sort of helps out where's needed, makes sure there's no litter, holds back the box office so it doesn't blow away, those sort of things.
Oh, yeah. And are you enjoying today?
Yes, it's heaps of fun.
Have you been to Out in the Square previously?
Yes, a few times.
And how does this year compare to previous years?
At the moment, bigger. That is so many more stalls. It's just, I guess it's all I've really noticed at the moment because it's really early in the morning, I guess. So.
Do you think the hype will get even bigger as the day goes on?
Yes. Yes, I'm sure it will.
Awesome. Okay, and if you could wish for one thing in the world, what would it be?
For Lady Gaga to adopt me.
All right, done. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, may I interview you?
You certainly may.
So what are you doing here today out in the square?
We're just representing the police DLO network, which is the Diversity Liaison Officer Network within police, which goes out and gets involved within the GLBTI communities around the country. We're a nationwide organisation within police, made up of police staff, both sworn and non-sworn.
And so what sorts of things do Diversity Liaison Officers do within the police?
The sworn staff generally deal with any crimes or issues that may be GLBTI related, such as hate crime, which is a big thing at the moment. family violence, all of those things that are kind of underreported within the GLBTI community that are definitely there. The SWORN staff get out there and try and make themselves known to the GLBTI community and just try and act as a buffer for a lot of the GLBTI people who may not feel comfortable talking to normal or non-DLO police staff. So yeah, it's just a little buffer, if you like, between the police and the public. So it's just bridging those gaps.
Sure. And so what are the DLOs doing today out in the square?
Today out in the square, we're just basically getting ourselves out there and known within the Wellington community. Of course, there's lots of people from around the country here today enjoying this lovely weather, which hopefully will pick up. But yeah, we're just getting out there and being known. I mean, we've got contacts within Tapatūrua, I think it is, Tapatūrua? Yeah, which is the Māori and Pacific cross-gender, transgender community as well. So we've got contacts there. We're re-establishing and keeping those contacts open, chatting with people, just letting them know exactly what we are, who we are, what we do, that kind of thing. So,
how well received is your store today?
Pretty well. Yeah. A lot of people like to see us here. It's great to see the NZDF people here as well. The outreach branch of the NZDF. This is their first year here, so it's good for us to be partnered with them in the same corner, you know, holding hands. So it's government departments like NZDF, police, any of the other ministries. It's kind of seen as a fuller gaze, but they don't like to talk about it, kind of thing. So it's good for them to be here. It's good for us to be here. Everybody seems to like us here. We haven't had any negative complaints, so good stuff.
All right, and you've been to Outen Square before?
Yeah, this is my second year working on the stall for police, but I've been here several years just as a passerby, basically. So
how do you think the fair this year compares to previous years?
Weather's a little bit but can't do anything about that. As far as the fair goes, we've still got the same stalls, same food. Everybody seems to be enjoying it. There seems to be more people this year, I think. Just general public walking around, and not a lot of obviously gay, lesbian, bi, transgender, intersex people. There seems to be a lot of straight people here as well. I think it's really, really good.
Cool. And if you could wish for one thing in the world, what would it be?
World peace.
All right. Thank you very much.
Awesome.
May I interview you?
Yeah.
Alrighty, can you tell me your name?
I'm Harlan Wilkinson.
Awesome. And what's the atmosphere like here at the square today?
Pretty uplifting.
Oh yeah?
Not many people here yet though.
Do you think it will get better as the day?
Yeah, no, heaps of people will show up.
And have you been to Outen Square before?
Yeah.
How does it compare to previous years?
Hard to say at the moment because I've just got here, but it looks pretty good.
Awesome. Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
No, I gave up on that. I was like, I'm going to stop lying to myself about losing weight and stop smoking, and I'm just going to stop lying.
There you go. So what do you think are some of the biggest issues facing queer people at the moment?
I definitely think teenage suicide is a main one that especially affects me personally, because I've had a lot of experience with that. So that's a main one. And just general, the gay marriage thing as well just pisses me off. But hopefully we're getting on to that one.
So what do you think that we can do as a community to help solve those issues?
Well, I mean, we have places like schools out that offer places for teens and stuff, which is really cool. And we have Legalised Love, which is rallying for gay marriage. So I think we're definitely doing things, which is good.
All right. And do you think those issues are on their way to being resolved?
I definitely think they are, yes.
Awesome. So what do you think of marriage equality?
I think it's awesome and that we should totally have marriage equality.
If you could wish for one thing in the world, what would it be?
Can't answer that, it's too hard.
And what would you like to say to queer youngsters in 30 years' time?
30 years' time? Well, hopefully you have it a lot better now than we did. I mean, we have it pretty good, but hopefully it'll be even better in 30 years.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Hi, may I interview you?
Certainly, not a problem.
Brilliant. What's your name?
Roger Swanson.
And how are you enjoying the fair today?
So far good. It's a bit chilly at the moment, but it's warming up. The sun is starting to come out, so hopefully, and the wind was starting to die down.
And what's your stall?
This is the Lesbian and Gay Archives of New Zealand stall, known as Lagans. And so we store community archives, the memory of the gay and lesbian, trans community, and preserve it for the future. That's our sort of role.
And why are you doing that?
Well, I think the gay and lesbian history has been hidden. And with all that's been happening, it will disappear. If someone doesn't keep it, then there'll be no future for it. But like you think of gay law reform was 85, and now we're looking at the Marriage Equality Act. So the huge change that's happened over the last 20, 30 years, if we don't keep our own history, no one else is going to keep it. And it'll only be left to the newspapers and things like that.
And what sorts of things is your stall doing today?
Well, basically, we've been signing people up as friends of the archive, because we're a community archive, and so we need support from people to keep it going and to finance preservation of material, and we're trying to digitise a lot of audio tapes and things like that, so Gay BC, Lesbian Radio, and that costs money. So we fundraise for that. We have had a number of conferences, and so we've published the proceedings of those on gay history, lesbian history. So that's what we do. We've got those to sell here, a few copies of those.
And what do you think are the biggest issues facing queer people today?
It's quite tricky, really. I mean, I think it's self-confidence. I think it's there's issues around youth and schools. Certainly, if you look at the progression from, like I said, gay law reform to marriage equality, you can see huge changes in the public arena, but I still think gay, lesbian people coming out is still hard. It's difficult, but in one sense it's easier because there's a lot more visibility, there's a lot more role models to choose from. You can see famous people who are gay or lesbian, you can see neighbours, uncles, whatever, are out, and so that makes it easier. But still, it's still not easy, but it makes it easier, I don't think.
And what sorts of things do you think that we can do as a community to make it a bit better?
I think have events like this, so you're visible, and make gay lesbian stuff fun, you know, so it's not a dreary burden, you know, it's part of your life, and you lead it, and we encourage people to have a good life. I mean, that's I think if we can do that, that would be amazing.
Brilliant. And yep. If you could wish for one thing in the world, what would it be?
Oh, peace, harmony and love.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay then, thank you.
May I interview you?
Of course you can.
Brilliant. What's your name?
Maria.
And so what are you doing here today at the store?
I am here to promote Schools Out.
Awesome. And what Schools Out do as an organisation?
It's a type of group that we organise for, like, college students that are unsure about their sexuality or want to maybe meet other people that are in their sort of diversity or whatnot. So pretty much we accept gay, trans, lesbian and any other shades of grey.
Awesome. And what's the atmosphere like today at the fair?
Oh, it's windy. But it's nice and packed and there's lots of lovely people today.
What do you think are some of the biggest issues facing queer people today?
I don't know. It's not as bad as it was last year. I feel like that the biggest thing right now that people have been discussing is probably about the equal rights, about the marriage and everything like that, which is fair enough. We all want to be equal, not be diverse into one little bubble.
And what sorts of things do you think we can do to counteract?
I guess just get a lot of support from not just like in the queer community, but also maybe people like that are supportive of the queer community, or maybe, you know, the biggest challenge would be trying to get churches to be equal as well, but everyone's got their own beliefs and everything like that.
Awesome. If you could make one wish, what would it be?
That's a trick question. Probably just to have peace and happiness in this world.
And if you could say one thing to queer youngsters in 30 years' time, what would you say?
Fantastic!
Awesome. Thank you so much. May I interview you? Yes. Awesome. What's your name?
My name is Rosie Jimson-Healy.
And what's your stall today?
Our stall is Community Law, Wellington and Hutt Valley. Yep, so we're here representing our two offices in Wellington and Hutt Valley.
What sort of thing does Community Law do?
We give free legal advice. So we give free legal advice on family, employment, tenancy, criminal, a whole range of issues to people in the community. It's totally free. We also offer specialist drop-in services, so there's an advice for women session and one for refugees and migrants, and we also do law reform projects, so supporting things in the community, people in the community who want to see a law changed, and we also offer free legal education to community groups, schools, things like that.
So how does that apply to the sort of square nature of the staff?
Sure. So I think that one of the reasons we're here is that we want to be able to connect to our queer communities and offer legal support for queer people, LGBTIQ people. I think that a lot of queer people feel alienated from some social services, and so it's really good to have our faces here and show that we're a friendly organisation who is open to everyone and inclusive and diverse and cares about queer issues.
And have you been to Outland Square before?
Yes, I was here last year on the Transform stall, and I've been here, I came when it was the Gay and Lesbian Fair when I was a little girl, like 7. So yeah, I've been here for quite a few years.
And how does this year compare to previous years?
Oh, it's a really good feeling. Everyone's really happy and smiling. There are lots of exciting stalls. I think it's really great.
Awesome. Thanks so much. May I interview you?
Yes, you may.
Awesome. What's your name?
Caitlin.
And how are you enjoying the square today?
I'm really loving it.
Yeah, what's the atmosphere like?
Really happy. Tons of just queers being happy.
Awesome. Would you say they're being gay?
I would say that, you know, it's a natural state for most people.
Awesome. Have you been to Outland Square before?
Yes, I have.
And how does it compare?
You mean today?
Yeah, today.
It's pretty fucking great so far.
And why?
Well, it's just a really happy atmosphere, and I'm just really happy to be here at the...
Awesome. Yeah. Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Not really, no. Just, you know, meet more queers.
What do you think are some of the biggest issues facing queer people today?
Probably just... I think it's starting to have like a sort of social acceptance among, like, I suppose, heterosexual society of people that it's, you know, your general answer to someone being like, oh, I'm gay, is not ooh, it's more like, oh, cool, kind of thing. So I think it's more just getting rid of, like, the people who are really, really aggressive about it. And, like, that's always been a problem, but I think... Now that it's starting to become less of an issue, I suppose.
So how do you think we can fully resolve those issues?
I suppose there needs to be more acceptance. Like, it needs to not be something that is... It needs to be a generational thing. Like, a lot of people need to just grow up and accept that it's okay.
And so what would you like to say to queer youngsters in 30 years' time?
Oh my god, I want to be you. It sounds like it's going to be awesome.
And if you could wish for one thing in the world, what would it be?
Oh god. Yeah, acceptance.
May I interview you?
You certainly may.
Awesome. What's your name?
I'm Robert.
Are you enjoying the square today?
I am indeed enjoying the square today.
What's the atmosphere like?
It's fun. It's vibrant, which is unusual for anything at before noon.
Have you been to Outland Square before?
I have. This is my second time.
And how does this year compare to previous
years? I'm enjoying it more. It's,
why is that?
I know. It's just exciting. It's more exciting. More
awesome.
Stuff going on.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Oh... try to avoid making New Year's resolutions.
What do you think are some of the biggest issues facing queer people today?
Oh god, where do you start? I mean, I wouldn't know where to start, and I wouldn't really know if I'm the most qualified person to talk about them, but, you know, LGBT youth homelessness, discrimination in the workplace, discrimination in public in general. Where do you start? And again, I'm not sure I'm the most qualified person to speak about it.
And what would you like to say to queer youngsters in 30 years' time?
It's a tough one. I hope we made it easy for you down the line.
If you could wish for one thing in the world, what would it be?
To get through the whole year and still be able to fit into these jeans.
Awesome. Thank you so much. May I interview you?
Yes.
Awesome. What's your name?
Ellen.
And what are you doing today here at the square?
I am here with the St. Andrews on the Terrace stall, and we have a couple of things happening today. We have a fabulous tree which we're seeking to kind of like build up out of community hopes, things that people celebrate, and things they changes they want to see and be part of. So we're asking people to write on a little bit of paper and tie it onto our tree. We're going to build a colourful community tree, and we're also selling some delicious baking, and we also have some postcards to MPs who voted in support of marriage equality, asking them, thanking them for doing that.
So is marriage equality something important to the stall?
It's something important to the St. Andrews on the Terrace community. Yeah, yeah, totally. So, yep, trying to just put that out.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And so what do you think are some of the biggest issues facing queer people today?
I think there are lots, and it depends who we are and where we are. Yeah, I guess I'm aware that, you know, right here, standing in this, like, love-filled place, it feels wonderful to be queer, but there's lots of places in New Zealand where it's not so wonderful at any given moment, workplaces, schools. So I think that there's the issues of people being able to be open about who they are and not suffer negative consequences. Yeah. And yeah, I'll just leave that for now.
What sorts of things do you think that we can do as a community to rectify those issues?
Well, I guess one of my real things that's close to my heart is faith communities being welcoming and inclusive places. And, you know, sadly it's not the case that you could say that for every church, say. And so I think for those faith communities that do do welcome everyone and do kind of see that, you know, sexuality is, the variety of sexuality in the world as a kind of manifestation of the amazing diversity of humanity and reflects the diversity of God, that we need to sort of speak out about that and be beacons in whatever way we can so that queer people know that, well, so that their spiritual communities and spiritual paths for queer people as for all people. So that's something that's particularly important to me.
And if you could wish for one thing in the world, what would it be?
I guess that the world that my daughter grows up in is one where more people are able to experience the joy of I don't know, their needs being met and knowing community.
May I interview you?
Sure.
Awesome. So what are you doing today here at the square?
Well, we are performing. And also just we come to the square every year, out in the square every year, just to, you know, catch up with people and support it.
Awesome. So yeah. What's your act?
We're called Faux Directions, so we're a group of four women. We've come together kind of like a queer take on a boy band, and we've got a mashup of three songs.
Oh, sounds awesome. I can't wait for it.
Yeah.
I'll make sure to record some of it.
Okay, yeah, good.
So you've been to out on the square before?
Definitely, yeah.
How does this year compare to previous years?
It's windier. I think, I don't know, it's probably going to be the same, I don't know, you know, it's... it's always a good vibe. It's great to have performers and stalls, and you know, you catch up with people that you haven't seen. So I don't know, it's only started today, so yeah.
What's the atmosphere like today?
Oh, it's great. I think, you know, Wellington, we're kind of pretty laid back and enjoying what's happening and just going with the flow.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
I do. I have many, actually.
None you'd like to share?
Oh, yeah. Well, I want to be relaxed, be really present. And, oh, this is my, what I've got, Follow Your Bliss from Joseph Campbell. So I really want to do what my heart wants to do.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And what would you like to say to queer youngsters in 30 years' time?
Right. Oh, I just love yourself and be whoever you are, you know, and do whatever you want to do and just be proud and just be joyful.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
May I interview you?
You sure may.
Alrighty. Yeah. What's your name?
Boy name or drag name?
Whatever you choose, darling.
I'm Mama Desire, also known as Mike.
Excellent. And what are you doing today at the square?
I'm actually a performer.
And what's your act?
Well, it's a song called If You Hadn't But You Did, and I'm performing with my lovely ex-boyfriend Jeremy, who's decided to help me out. And basically, I shoot him and kill him and beat up his dead body.
Oh, lovely.
It's a very nice, family-friendly show.
Brilliant, brilliant. Yeah. So are you enjoying the square today?
Absolutely, I'm having so much fun. I always enjoy the square. This is my fifth year.
Oh, excellent. So how does this year compare to previous years?
Well, it's quite early in the day to tell. So far it doesn't seem quite as busy as the others, but I mean, I performed in the opening ceremony, so it's got to be better than last year's, right?
That's true.
Thank you. I'm glad you agree.
Absolutely. I would never disagree with you, Mama.
Thank you, darling.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
My New Year's resolution...
comes to this dude over here.
No, I don't have any.
No?
I don't believe in them because I screw them up anyway.
The chocolate animal man.
I'll probably buy more DVDs. or not buy as many DVDs. I'm not sure. What are those? Something about DVDs.
So what do you think are the biggest issues facing queer people today?
I actually think the biggest issue is transphobia within the community. And biphobia as well, if biphobia is a word. I don't understand when the queer community disowns trans people or bisexual people, because we're all a big community and we should support each other. And I think that before we get marriage equality or adoption or anything, we need to be unified.
And what do you think that we can do to resolve that as a community?
Get over ourselves. How's that?
Awesome. And if you could wish for one thing in the world, what would it be?
Patti LuPone.
Excellent. May I interview you?
Yes.
So what's your name?
Julia G.
Julia, and are you enjoying the film?
Yeah, loving it.
What's the atmosphere like?
It's so lovely. Like, everybody's so friendly. Everybody's just... I don't know, everybody's just coming together as a community. It's lovely.
Awesome.
I love it.
Have you been to Out in the Square before?
No, this is my first time.
And do you like it? Would you come again?
Yes. I would love to come again.
Awesome. No excuses. Yeah. So do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Lose weight! But, yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Because this year we've got
so what do you think are some of the biggest issues facing queer people today?
Just the acceptance. I mean,
within the community or outside one?
I think outside, you know, because I mean, if they saw this, nah. I'm sure they'd be fine with it because it's just so lovely and they're missing out on something beautiful. Yeah.
So, how do you think that we can rectify this issue?
Sure, I mean, I think the people who are against this need to be more open minded and, you know, see how happy everybody actually is.
What do you think of marriage equality?
Thank you, darling.
So that's the same-sex marriage.
Yeah, I'm totally for it. You know, it's you're marrying someone you want to be with for the rest of your life. You know, it should be. It doesn't matter what sex they are or anything. It's just, you know, they should be happy. And happy that they found someone, you know.
Awesome. If you could wish for one thing in the entire world, what would it be?
Totally for, you know, everybody just to accept this. You know, this. lovely day, and, you know, for people to get, you know, the marriage equivalent quality of, I can't even word it, but, you know, yeah, awesome. You know what I mean.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Very lovely and inviting.
May I interview you?
Yes, you can.
So what are you doing today here at the Square?
This is the HQ stall for Out Wellington, the organisation behind running Out of the Square.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this one's just mainly here to liaise with all the volunteers and all the crew, so they've all got a central point, so we can make this fair run fabulously.
So as an organiser, are you proud of how it's gone so far?
Oh, very proud. Couldn't have asked for, or could have asked for a better day, actually. The wind could have gone away, but the crowd is still early, and we have a massive crowd, so what more could you want?
And so describe the atmosphere here today.
The atmosphere is energetic and enthusiastic, and there's so many people out here being proud to be who they are.
What kind of what were your aims in organising Out in the Square this year? What was your
Out in the Square is to bring into the public light just the diversity and put our groups, our cultures, our diversity all out there for the public eye, just for everyone to see and celebrate our life and who we are.
And do you think that you're achieving that this year?
I definitely do.
Awesome. Yeah, so you think, will you be involved in organising the Out in the Square next year?
I had certainly hoped so. I've thoroughly enjoyed the first year on the committee and have thoroughly enjoyed every up, every down, every bump, every high, every low. It's been so exciting, it has, can't explain it.
Brilliant. And if you could wish for one thing in the entire world, what would it be?
More sun.
Thank you so much.
Hello.
May I interview you?
Sure.
All right, what's your name?
My name is Matt.
And what's the atmosphere like here in the square?
It's pretty good, really. People are a bit excited and busy, moving around a lot, so that's good.
Yeah, are you enjoying it?
I am. I only just got here, but I'm having a good time.
Awesome. How long, have you come to the square before in previous years?
I came last year. Last year was my first time. I had a great time, actually.
How does this year compare?
Oh, well, I've only just got here, really, so I couldn't really answer that.
All right, but the atmosphere is looking good?
It is looking good, yeah.
Awesome.
Shame about the weather.
It's not too bad.
It's not too bad, but last year was gorgeous.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Do I have any New Year's resolutions? Less texting. That's been my resolution.
All right. What do you think are some of the biggest issues facing queer people today?
Well, I think we're slowly, as our generation comes through, we're transitioning from, it's less a problem of awareness and more a problem of understanding, because, you know, I don't think we have a problem. I mean, we've got events like this, you know, gay culture, it's very visible, but it's not well understood, and there's a lot of stereotyping that goes on that, you know, isn't necessarily true. So, yeah, we're transitioning from a stage, I think, where we need to focus on understanding more than visibility.
Cool. And what sorts of things do you think that we can do as a community to rectify those issues?
Well, that's a good question. Events like this are, you know, a really, really good start. And I think the other thing is more getting in on the media, both, you know, fictional representations and not just sort of fictional representations, but also the in non-fiction as well, in the news, you know. Do we have any openly gay news anchors? Probably, but I wouldn't know. But, you know, it's about getting out there, getting involved in politics and in news reporting.
What do you think of marriage equality?
I think marriage equality is hugely important. I was actually reading an article just yesterday by a UK evangelical minister who said marriage predates both state and church, and it is neither of their domain. And I think marriage should be open to everyone and anyone, regardless of, you know, their sexuality or even what gender they identify with or if they identify with one at all. Yeah.
So what would you like to say to queer youngsters in 30 years' time?
In 30 years' time, I would hope that I don't have to say anything special to them because they should be treated just like everyone else.
Awesome. Hi, can I interview you?
Yes.
Awesome. What's your name?
Harriet, or Haz, or Max.
All right. So is this your first time here at Out in the Square?
No, this is my fourth.
Oh yeah. So how does this year compare to previous years? What's the atmosphere like?
I think this is the best one I've been to. There's a lot more stalls and a lot more people, and just the vibe is a lot nicer.
Yeah, what's the vibe like?
Like, everyone's kind of excited and running around, and you know, it's nice, everyone's happy.
Yeah.
Everyone's smiling.
Brilliant. So, do you have any New Year's resolutions this year?
To swear less and to maintain a B+ average at uni.
Good luck.
Thank you.
What do you think are some of the biggest issues facing queer people today?
I think people who can't look past, you know, their set ideas about how people in society should be, and people who just can't look past it, even if they don't agree, that can't see the bigger picture.
Right, and how do you think that we can resolve some of those issues?
Gentle guidance. Maybe that should come to after the squirrel.
Alrighty. What do you think of marriage equality?
I think it's good. I think it's definitely something we need, you know. New Zealand's always been quite a forward country, and I feel we should keep up with that kind of forward, you know, image.
Have you signed a petition?
I have.
So what would you like to say to queer youngsters in 30 years' time?
I think keep strong, stand tall, don't worry, things get better.
Awesome. And if you could wish for one thing in the entire world, what would it be?
Equal rights for all.
Hi, can I interview you?
Yes, you can.
So what's your name?
Nathaniel.
And
just call me Nate.
Nate, alright. Yeah. And so what are you doing here today?
I'm at the Schools Out stall.
What is Schools Out?
A place for queer youth. And all your straight people you can come to.
So it's a youth group?
Yeah, just for talking and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
So what's the atmosphere like today at Harper Square?
It's quite good, it's very talkative, it's great, and a whole bunch of people are coming around, so it's really good.
What have you got here today at the store? What are you doing today here?
We have a whole bunch of flyers, and you gotta guess how many lollies are in the jar. It's $1 to do so, and all the funds go to help Schools Out and the queer youth there as well.
Awesome. So how well received is your stall?
It's quite good today, actually, I believe. I think we've made quite a lot of money with people trying to guess how many lollies are in the jar. I haven't done it yet myself, but I'm sure a lot of people have, and we have quite a lot of numbers.
And has your stall been involved in Out and Square before?
Yes, it has. I think most of them, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
And you think you'll come back next year as well?
Of course, yep. I'd love to help out next year as well.
Awesome. What do you think are some of the biggest issues facing queer youth at the moment in New Zealand?
I think mostly, like, along the lines of, like, bullying and stuff like that, I guess. But, and just, like, homeless queer youth as well is something that we need to look at, which is along the lines of that.
And how do you think we can rectify those issues?
I guess just help out as much as we can, right? And put the message out there that, you know, there are people that can help you, and just you just need to find it. And
what sorts of places can offer?
Like, Schools Out, there are also, like, queer youth lines, you can call the numbers, and they will definitely help you out on the spot. You just need to, like, just Google it. I'm sure you can find them just anywhere, especially in your school. You can find out Schools Out things like that.
Awesome. What would you like to say to queer youngsters in 30 years' time?
What do you mean in 30 years' time? What do you mean?
I mean, people who are queer and young in 30 years' time, what would you like to say to them if you could speak to them now?
Just stay strong, and just everything you're going through right now makes you stronger in the end.
Awesome. If you could wish for one thing in the world, what would it be?
Ooh. I'd have to wish for, so in the future, that people won't have to, like, come out of the closet and things like that. They could just live their lives.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Hi, may I interview you?
Yes, you may.
So, what is the stall?
This is the Refuge out in the store, out in the square stall. So we kind of sell off some of our clothes that we haven't needed or are surplus and raise some money for Refuge.
What is Refuge?
Women's Refuge is a service provider for women who experience domestic violence in the Wellington community. So we offer safe house and community social work services for women who are living with domestic violence.
Right. So what is the state of domestic violence in New Zealand at the moment?
What is the state of domestic violence in New Zealand? Well, I think, you know, like as we see on the news, that it's a pretty big problem, and, you know, our current stats are around 1 in 3 women will experience domestic violence at some point in her life, and that that includes physical, sexual or psychological abuse. And certainly as our laws have changed and things like the It's Not Okay campaign have started, we've got lots busier. So I think refuges all over the country are experiencing lots of, you know, lots of need.
So how well received is your stall in the square?
It seems really well received. I think people are quite interested in refuge and, you know, people like cheap clothes, so it's a win-win situation.
Awesome. So what's the atmosphere like today?
It seems just like it is every other year, that it's really nice and really friendly and there's lots of kind of diverse people and, yeah, diverse stalls and cool entertainment.
So you've been to Albany Square before?
Yeah, I think this is about at least our third time. I think this is the third time in a row we've had a stall here.
And how does this year compare to previous years?
It just, I mean, it's always really awesome. So, yeah, I would say it's as good as other years. And yeah.
Excellent. So if you could wish for one thing in the entire world, what would it be?
I don't know. Really good funding for domestic violence services.
Awesome. Thank you so much. What are your names?
I'm Tiggy Instone.
And I'm Rob Evans.
All right. So is this your first time here out in the square?
No.
We've been here every year.
Yes, we've been here about 3-4 years now.
And how does this year compare to previous years?
Don't seem to be quite so many people as previous years, but that may be just where we're placed this time.
Maybe the weather's sort of a bit iffy as well.
So what does the Armstrong and Arthur Charitable Trust do?
Well, it was set up by Bea Arthur, who was part. Betty Armstrong was her partner for 57 years. Betty had died, and Bea set up the trust to benefit lesbians in the lower North Island, south of the Manawatu area, really. So to fund projects that benefit lesbians.
Awesome. And so what sorts of projects are you guys involved in now?
Well, we fund lesbian radio, mm-hmm. and we fund Lilac. We give funding to Lilac. And then we've got we take applications for projects twice a year, the end of January, the end of July, and then we look at those and examine them against the criteria that we have and look at how much money we've got available as well. And so we might just fund a particular aspect of something. We can't always do the whole thing. For example, a woman has a boat shed that she allows lesbians to work in free of charge. So if people are doing study or painting or whatever, or music, they can go and use the boat shed for no charge, and we pay for the electricity, right. Things like that.
So what is your stall doing here today?
We're selling cards. Bea and Betty were both artists, and Betty was prolific, Bea not quite so prolific. And a few years ago we had up at the Thistle Gallery, we had an exhibition of their paintings and we sold a lot of them, but we also photographed them all first so that we could make cards. And we've got postcards and, you know, cards that go in envelopes, well-known ones, and we're selling those. So that just for fundraising, and we're selling plants as well.
Excellent. So what do you think are some of the biggest issues facing queer people today?
What do you think are some of the issues?
I'm just trying to think. There certainly aren't as many issues as there were before, and it's by the number of people that we're seeing here of the different age groups proves that things are becoming easier for them. And just the likes of groups like ours and other ones makes it easier for them to become involved in the community, find like-minded, friendly people that they can associate with. And I'm not quite sure what that was that went. Was it a pamphlet or a card? That wind is getting stronger.
And how do you think we can try to make those issues better today?
I guess just to make sure that there is plenty of avenues where they can contact people to talk to people that are friendly and non-judgmental, etc. And I mean,
yes, I think festivities like today, a fair. I watched a young man walk in earlier. He was very young, and he looked very nervous and very shy. But I thought once he gets in here and feels the sort of the festive spirit, and he'll meet people and be comfortable. And I think that for the young people, that's really, really important that we're out there and visible. We used to have in the 80s an organisation called Lesbian Action for Visibility in Aotearoa, because visibility was a really, really important political action, because we'd be invisibility had been something that we'd had to fight against for so long, for many years. I mean, you know, we weren't even included in the criminal law because the politicians thought it was better to keep us invisible than to let people know that we were out there and we existed.
All right. So, if you could wish for one thing in the entire world, what would it be?
I think for everybody in the queer community to be accepted as normal heterosexual people are. Just, we're all normal.
And you?
Get rid of prejudice.
Yes, even though things that have improved since homosexual law reform and the human rights legislation, I think when civil unions came in, although I was against the civil unions because it made a double standard in the law, but equally it set up a situation where we were celebrating our relationships rather than protesting about what was happening to us. And that was the first thing that I became aware of. I think we must celebrate our relationships and put it out there.
Lovely. Thank you so much. Mm.